sound weird. Oh no, he sounds all weird. I can't hear you. And I, when I do hear you, it's weird. It sounds like a robot. It's like got robot Norris on. I hope I've recorded this because you got to hear this, eh? It sounds so fucked up. Oh, now it's working.
No, because I unplugged the fucking microphone. Hang on, all right.
Yeah.
If this microphone died,
fuming.
It just sounded like. The same thing.
It's a $300 microphone. All right.
Yeah, that's right. It's working now.
It's working now because the microphone's unplugged. Oh.
You need to get one of these. You need to get like the Yeti Blue Yeti.
Look at this.
There's a mini one.
Look at this thing.
Yeah, what a piece of shit.
It's a good mic, and it's the third one since doing this fucking podcast.
I hope that I have recorded that sound because you need to hear it. It was wild.
Well, I've got a recording of it, but I'm guessing my one. Well, I don't know. It might sound good. I don't know. You got a beer?
How are you doing? I do, actually. Hey, do you know how, like, was it last week we were talking about there was the brewery that was doing the 250-mil cans?
Oh, yeah.
For the seasonals and stuff like that?
Yep.
Do you know who else does that?
Go on. Oh, no!
Jack Daniels.
Oh, there we go.
How good is that?
Just for the audio people, there's also I'm also drinking.
What do you got?
At the same time, a Bilson's Tangle.
Bilson's
250 mil.
Oh, how many standos are yours? This is 10%. I'm going to drink it.
Really?
Yeah.
1.2 standos. It's 6% fruit tingle, double vodka.
Oh. Well, that was a bloody shame, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think the thing.
Have you had these beforehand, though?
No, I've not. No.
These will knock your dick into the dirt.
I'm going to drink this one first. I've got something independent. There you go. Cooper's Lager. I'm going to drink that first before I drink the JD.
Still in business, as far as we know.
Still in business. Australian Lager. Cheers. I'm not pouring into a glass. Could be fucked.
No.
It's a tasty beer, though.
This is a fucking tasty drink as well. Look how good this can is. Everything they do is so good. All the product, the branding, everything, they're absolutely everywhere. It's a fucking, it's a sad one, isn't it?
Well, I think Coop probably mentioned, I think he mentioned this maybe in the group or something like that. And when I read it, I was like, yeah, that's it. You got to think about how many SKUs they would have.
Probably shitloads. I mean, they've got the whole shelves in
RTDs and seltzers and beer and all that sort of thing, and how much cash you would need to tie up in inventory.
Oh, yeah. I read something they were doing 100, that they went from $1 million. I don't know if this is true. It said they went from $1 million turnover in 2018 to $120 million now.
Yeah, right.
Did I make that up? I fucking read that.
I don't know.
Like, that's absolutely insane. Like, that's like,
yeah,
staggering. But you could believe it because you could see what they've done with all of those products, and they're absolutely everywhere. They're like the whole shelf in every single bottle shop you go to.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll get salvaged and that sort of thing, which would be nice. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Me?
You just added. I see you've been into our bloody agenda and.
Oh yeah, I put things at the top.
Okay, go on then. Let's kick it off.
I made Macaulay. Did I show you the Macaulay?
Yeah, was that weird rice fucked up thing from last week?
Yeah.
Did you drink it?
I drank it, yeah.
It was gross, wasn't it?
It was hot.
Okay. What kind of
as in lots of fusel ABV. Alcohols and
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm actually going to take it to the brew lab on Monday and chuck it through the alkalizer and find out what the ABV was. Apparently, it's supposed to be 6%. And if that's 6%, I'd be very surprised. I reckon it's probably 10 or 12 easily.
Okay. Fair enough.
Easily. But it's really interesting. Can I show you what the thing that I made?
Let's
yeah. Outside.
Kendo has left the building, but he can still hear me, I think.
I can still hear you.
Probably not as well, since I have a microphone plugged in.
Oh, no, I can hear you. So basically, I went to all the Korean supermarkets and I bought that, which is like this very fancy box. And,
I like the box.
Yes, it's a fancy box. And so basically it's like a homebrew kit but for Macaulay. And so inside you've got this plastic bottle.
Yes, no, you showed us this last week. I didn't see the box, but I saw this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so this is what it's like before you make it, right?
Right.
And all you do is put water in there and let it go. And that's basically rice flour and some enzyme and some yeast in there, dried. And it does the mashing and the fermenting all in the one bottle.
It's fucking brilliant.
So that was $5.
Did it taste gross or just strong?
No, it was good. It was just strong.
Okay.
I think probably what I should have done would have been to put it in the fridge earlier, because I basically let it ferment right out dry.
Right.
And what you're supposed to do is put it in the fridge, stop the fermentation and leave some sweetness in it.
Yeah.
And
you got another one there.
What do you mean?
Well, you got that one.
I got another one. I can do it. Yeah. But I've also got this stuff as well.
Oh, what? Oh, is that just it by itself?
No, that's Nuruk, right? So that's basically the enzyme and the yeast all together. And what you do is this will, you cook 5 kilos of rice.
Whoa.
And then you mix this with water and the cooked rice, and that's how you make Macaulay.
Wow.
5 kilos of rice with that. Man, that was $7.
What do you make that in? Like in a pot or something? Or in a homebrew?
Just homebrew fermenter.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, Bob's your uncle.
Wow. Uh-huh. Very good. You've added Indies Awards tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just saw that just before I came on. And somehow it wasn't in any of the news, but I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, so Coop was over there this week. Matty Cuthbert was over there judging in Perth this week.
I wonder why. Yeah, he sent me a photo of both of them at the airport. And I was,
they were at the Virgin Lounge in
that
Perth
makes sense.
On the way back. He sent that to me too.
Mm.
And a little spammer.
just slid into the DMs. That's all right.
Yeah, just slid into the DMs. And
like that.
So the awards are going to be presented, I think, at the Claremont Hotel or something in Perth, and they're having watch party. It's going to be live streamed, and they're going to have a watch. They're going to have a watch party at Hiker in Salisbury tomorrow night from 8:30 p.m. I'll be there from 2:30 p.m. drinking. So it's going to be pretty cooked.
That's going to be a field trip of sorts.
It will be a little bit of a field trip. I'm going to be a little bit later than 2:30. I think. I have to go back up to Mum's again tomorrow. So go and sort her out with, like, old people stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was in hospital. She had day surgery on Monday and that sort of thing. So, but she's all right. She's fine. She's on the mend. She's happy.
That's good. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. I mean, the vibe will be interesting because it's been a fucking difficult year for independent brewers, but hopefully some good news stories come out of it and a bit of a boost for people to do well. Normally happen.
I hope the Froth Rookies do well.
What do you got in there?
We entered a Hefeweizen. We entered a Cooper's Sparkling Clone.
Oh, nice.
Classic Australian Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Which we actually propagated the yeast from 3 cases of Cooper's stubbies. And we also got the Dark Ale. And the session ale.
Very good.
Let's see what happens.
Nice. All right. All right. Well, Bilson's VA, we kind of touched on it briefly, but it's a big one.
It is a big
one. It made news.com as opposed to just beer news.
Yeah. I don't want to click that link because it's full of shit.
Yeah, every single thing on news.com. Maybe that's why, that's my, where I, this is where I got it from. As in sub $1 million. This is a direct quote from the owner. Business extraordinary growth. Sub $1 million in 2018 to more than $120 million last year. And it was profitable growth. I mean, I don't really believe any of that. But if it's anywhere near that, that's
well,
no.
You know as well as I do, you can be profitable and run out of cash.
Oh, no, but I know, but like, into 120 million in 6 years would.
Yeah, they ran out of cash.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. You think about the amount of cash you would need to fund that sort of growth.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So you can say you're profitable all you want, but if you don't have the cash to maintain all the SKUs that they've got on the back of that growth, you go under.
Well, I don't know anything about this company, but I'd be willing to do an over-under with you when the numbers come out from the VA that they're not profitable and they're not growing. I would be willing to say that both of those things are not true about their recent finances. But you can go that. I would do both. If I'm wrong on either count, you can have the point.
What I've done to my glasses.
I'm not screenshotting that.
Shut that. I just realized I've really fucked up.
That's what happens when you drink Bilson's Tangle.
Well, damn it. I've got this glasses foam cleaner and I thought, oh, that'd be good. I'll just give the glasses a quick foam. I fucked up. Let me just chuck these under the tap. I'll be right back.
Jesus Christ. This is, we've got 12 episodes to go after this one, but it's going to be a long 12 episodes if this one's anything to go by. By the way, I'm not editing in that audio into the start of the podcast because that's just way too hard.
That's fine. I don't mind.
I'll chuck it in the group and then people can listen to it in there.
I'll extract that sound from the thingo, from my recording, and I'll upload the sound.
Yeah. You know, I kind of appreciated about this post, and I'm just going off the news.com article because that's the only one I read, but they are direct quotes, so hopefully these are real quotes, is that they did seem to have some admission that, you know, they'd done something, you know, they'd made some mistakes. And I think when a company collapses, almost all the time, mistakes have been made somewhere. And sure. I think it's admirable that they've admitted that. I haven't seen a lot of that from the beer industry.
Yeah, there's
I've seen
none
a lot
of, the,
of like blaming excise and blaming the government.
Exactly.
And
yeah, that's what I was going to say. They haven't blamed excise. They haven't blamed inflation. They just went, we fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting one. I mean, have the hardest business in that you can possibly imagine. Like, they're basically, they only sell to pretty much Coles and Woolies, and they sell a product that they're openly ripping off at every opportunity. Mm-hmm. So they've got the cash flow problems, they've got the duopoly that own their distribution, they've got a great product, they've got an amazing brand, mm-hmm. but they still can't make it work. I mean, it's basically impossible. It's impossible to make it work.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
But here, move on to some more positive. I don't even know. You tell me what's going on here. Deeds is back.
Or
but I
is
read
it?
Through this and I was more confused by the time I fucking finished the article, to be honest.
Me too. I've got no idea what the fuck is going on.
All right.
But, you know, I think it sounds like they've got stock to sell.
Right.
That's what
so they put
like.
So they were basically liquidating, and then they put a docker in place, and they're saying it was so they could pay staff benefits, which would have been paid anyway.
Yeah,
they're going to get in there and brew again, and then until the place sells, and then they're going to close down again.
Yeah,
that's what I got from the article.
Just liquidating stock, I think. It wasn't a docker; it was liquidation. Liquidation, wasn't it?
No. That's the confusing thing, is because it says, okay, here we go. We realized the administrators would basically get all of the excess funds in fees, so we pivoted and put forward a docker.
Oh.
Because they were liquidating and then changed their mind. It's weird. I don't know. I don't really understand it.
What the fuck does it even happen?
I don't know.
I thought I just glossed over it, and I thought it was basically they were just selling stock.
No. They put a docker through.
So they're brewing beers and reopening
the tap room. They're brewing, yeah.
They must have got some funds from somewhere.
Yeah. Very fucking strange. But anyway, it kind of doesn't seem like it's going to last forever because they mentioned that the venue's for sale and when it sells, they probably won't be operating out of there.
Well, it was on realcommercial.com.au.
Yeah, it's an amazing venue. I'm sure they'll sell it to someone doing something, probably not brewing beer.
So the brewery side is on the market. So we're going to trade for as long as we can stay here. And as soon as the site settles, that will probably be the end.
Weird, huh?
I don't understand.
Neither. All right. Wildflower and Mountain Culture taproom merger.
Great idea.
You like this one?
Yeah. Good news story.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No. No, have you? I haven't been to Sydney since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I've not been to Sydney in a long time, and I'm due a visit, I think.
I was thinking before the recording, you haven't been anywhere in a long time. This might be the longest home stretch. It's like 4 weeks at home.
It is, yeah. It must be and due. I've got, 2 weeks, two more weeks. On the 14th of August, 13th of August, 14th of August, I'm off to Fiji. A few days, and should be good fun.
All right. Well, go to Sydney at some point and drink Mountain Culture and Wildflower at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing because, like, it gives Wildflower probably. I think probably the idea there is that takes some of the Wildflower. Obviously, don't make very high volume beers, so they might not have the turnover or the beer to be able to sustain that venue and. And Mountain Culture would love to have a tap location in the inner west,
right?
With all the other breweries. So why not?
Yeah, one thing we learned with AWOL, we had all these grand plans, thinking it would be great. People would come down, they'd love the barrel aged beers and that kind of stuff. But people did not drink more than two or three beers at that venue.
Yeah,
beers, and it was a real shock to us because, yeah, it hadn't really been done before in Queensland, so we didn't really know. But just a completely different way of drinking beer than we were used to at our tap rooms.
But they're just not the type of beers you get a session on.
No, and people don't. They'll have one or two, and then they'll either want wine or some food, or they'll go somewhere else. And it's very, very, very hard to make money.
Yes.
If that's the behaviour of the customer, yeah.
Mm, indeed.
Speaking of premium beverages... Great Northern launches premium lager long run. You're all about this one? I'm not entering silences out of this podcast. Can I read you a quote from the article before you get
please, I'm all fucking ears.
So we've got at 4.5% ABV, the lager has been brewed with premium ingredients and 100% Australian barley. The beer is golden in color and tasting notes described as subtle, tropical hop and citrus aroma that carries lightly onto the palate.
Should we buy some just for shits and giggles?
Sure, we should. I couldn't find any today at the bottle shop, but yes, we should.
I love that statement. What is it? Where does it say? Premium ingredients, 100% Australian barley, right? But here's the go, right? Great Northern is already brewed with 100% Australian barley. But... it's a play on words, right? Because 100% of the barley in Great Northern is Australian because it comes from Barrett Burston.
Right.
Or it's going to come from Joe White, one of the two, right? Because they get tons and tons of it into fucking Yatla. However, Great Northern and Super Crisp have adjunct in them. They've got cane sugar in them.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Whereas this is 100% barley, but there's no adjunct. So they are both 100% Australian barley, but I would say, but the way that they've worded that is that there is no cane sugar in this beer, no adjunct in this beer.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
How sure are you about that?
Where else is the barley going to come from regular Great Northern?
That's why it's marketing. It's like every single word they've got in here describes Great Northern. It's just they're making it up. They're saying it's golden in colour and it's got premium ingredients, 100% Australian barley. It's just exactly the fucking same as Great Northern.
Yes, that's right, except there's no adjunct.
Right, but they didn't say that, and there probably
Both use 100% Australian barley. Right.
Why wouldn't there be adjunct in this? That would 100% be...
But no. But what I think they mean is actually it's 100% of the fermentables is Australian barley is what I think they're saying.
All right, I hopefully one of our listeners works at Yatla. I bet you they do after the last.
I can
year
ask.
Independent beer.
I can ask.
Yeah, ask.
I know a couple of people worked out at Yatla. I can find out actually. So basically, I think this is Crown Lager.
Yeah,
it's the 2024 Crown Lager.
It is. Yeah, it's a pretty ugly bottle, though, don't you think? It doesn't look very premium.
It is. I don't understand why the bull and the wheat and all that sort of stuff.
Well, the bull's like the kind of outback, the R.M. Williams type thing, isn't it? With the bull horns and that.
Yeah, what's the idea of this?
Barley, they're trying to focus on it being made out of 100% barley, which I bet you it's not. Premium crisp lager. I think it's just... going to be exactly the same beer, but
yeah.
What do you think about this claim of being a tropical hop and citrus aroma?
Oh, look, I'll be the judge of that. I'll give it a go.
What's the chance of that being true?
Because you can imagine, you can imagine all of the fucking people going to the, to the B&S ball, right?
Yeah,
and they've got their fucking ute and they've got a slab of long run going. Oh, yeah. Let's get posh, boys. We go to the B&S.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I grew up with my
let's
dad.
Let's do some circle work in the ute.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Have you ever been to a B&S ball?
No, I only lived in the country for a few years of my life and I was too old by then. Sounds like something you get to regularly.
I think I've done one, but it was a very, very long time, back in the 90s and that sort of thing. A fucking wild, eh?
I bet.
They're wild. The one in the there's a town called Texas in western Brisbane.
Okay, yeah, I didn't
That's
know got that.
That B&S ball is called the Texas Chainsaw Classic.
Oh wow,
yeah, it's pretty time. Fucking fucked up. So
I've been a few rodeos. I don't know if that counts, but yeah.
Right,
entries open for the 2024.
No, wait! Did you dress up? Did you dress up?
No.
Cowboy hat. Arsons
I would
chaps
though.
And
I didn't, but I would. I would now. I've got the hat for it. Where is it? Oh, it's not here. I'll save it for the last episode.
You practically are a farmer now with all the chickens and shit that you got.
We've got chickens living inside our house. Like,
why are they inside the house?
Well, because they're fucking babies. They're too small. They're living under the little.
It's too cold outside.
Yeah, so we've got chickens outside and we've got chickens inside, and the dog's like sniffing them, and I don't know if he's going to eat them or be friends with them. There's a lot going on in this tiny little house. And we just lost power because I think I told you the other week we have a very limited power supply and we just put the chicken light on and the dryer at the same time and the fucking power went out. So we're committing to a lot here. Right, Gab's Can Design Awards open for entries.
All right.
There we go. Love a good can design award.
Can Design Award's always good. What do you reckon we're going to wind up with this year?
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I've definitely seen a lot less of this than I used to see, but it's probably a sign of the times, isn't it? Because it costs a lot of money to pay a designer to design a cool can.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to be quite what it was, but
there's some cool can designs going around at the moment. We'll see what happens. When does that get drawn?
People's Choice Voting announced on the 12th of September. The voting happens through 12th and 25 August. So. It'll be interesting. I mean, normally it's the brewery that has the most engagement from their audience, because you kind of get your audience members to vote for it.
Yeah.
So you can make that top 10 if you've got a good engagement. So it will be interesting to see which brands are still resonating with consumers. Because if you look at this list, there's a lot of those have been through some fucking hard times in the last couple of years.
Yes.
Should we do some
agreed.
HR or some?
Yeah, why not?
12 questions?
Why not?
All right.
Let me get my thing over here. Hendo reacts, Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back, it's time to relax. Hendo reacts. Shall I share my screen?
You should probably share your screen with a bit of audio and hope we don't get copyright struck.
Share sound. Yeah. Share sound. There we go. Mouse. All right. All right, HR1 from ADSI.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because my monsters are
real. I'm just turning the sound down because it's going to be copyrighted fucking sound.
Yeah, okay,
right. Do you know what he's done? Do you know? Okay, so I'm going to describe that for the... for the people on audio only, it was a
which
guy.
Which is basically everyone.
Which is everyone. Which is basically it was a guy jackhammering tiles off a bathroom wall, and that is how I injured myself. Actually, it looks more like a kitchen than a bathroom.
So one of those fell onto your leg, right?
Stabbed me in the foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
That's nasty. Yeah, he insisted on me including that one. So.
I can imagine that he would, and I'll be having words with him tomorrow night.
Fair enough.
Probably giving him a high five or something. All right, what have we got here? Oh, yes, this is good.
You've seen this one?
He's just like a guy walks in with his girlfriend, and there's a tap, and he's just gone and stuck his mouth under the tap. And his girlfriend's gone and pulled him away. Oh, what?
It's caught.
What happened there?
He's just looking at, it's him looking at the footage of him getting busted.
Yeah, of him. And he's been collared. Oh, that's very good. Very, very good. Oh, I love it. Have you ever done that, though?
I have tried, and I've tried just reaching behind a bar once when I was younger, and I learned very quickly that that was a real bad idea, and from that point on, I've always respected bartenders, you know?
Yeah.
It's their space. Don't fuck around with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That didn't look like it was behind a bar, though, because he was walking.
No, that's true. That was up for grabs, that one. It was right there.
Yeah. Tom Northwood.
HR3.
Instagram. Here we go. Come on, you good thing.
That the first beer fountain in the world was built right here in Slovenia. In the small town of Žalec, there is the square where you can literally serve your own beer. They have 6 different beer types for you to try. This is how it works.
Really?
First, you get this beer glass that has this chip on it. Then you choose which tap do you want and fill it up with one of the servings. Each serving has 100 milliliters, and with each glass, you can have up to 6 times. Each tap is from a different brewery of this region and a different kind of beer. And around the beer fountain, there's this nice green area where you can sit and enjoy the beers. Did you know that the first...
That's very cool.
Pretty cool.
I like it. Have you been to Slovenia?
No. I don't even know where that is or if that's a real place.
It's sort of like it's between Italy and Croatia.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a cool place.
At the top end of... It's a beautiful, beautiful country. Oh, my God. I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful it is there. It's stunning, 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 stunning country.
So I've been to Italy and I've seen lots of stuff from Croatia, so I believe.
Go to Croatia, man. That part of the Adriatic Sea there, take Aaron to Croatia and go and jump on a cruise around the islands in Croatia for like 2 weeks. Amazing. So good. Go to Dubrovnik, go to Hvar, go to Split.
Can we stop there or no? That's not an option.
What do you mean?
That Slovenia place with the fucking park with the bloody
It's a fair way. You probably wouldn't boat it up there, but you would drive there.
What an idea, though. That's cool as shit.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to just have one more drink here. I'm just going to have the old Bilson Strawberry Watermelon Double Vodka, 250 mil, 1.2 standards.
I'm just about finished this Coopers. I'm going to get stuck into that 10% Jack Daniels.
Have a little. Oh, I opened that and I can smell it from here. Oh, whoa. Jesus Christ.
I'll do that again.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. Yeah, these things are fucking out of control. Wow.
Okay. I'm game on with a 250 mil at 10%.
That is so
Daniels.
Sweet. That is crazy.
Cheers.
Fucking. Days am I working with here?
Oh, that's so good.
It's got a 2026 best before date. That can't be right, can it?
Yeah, it's all pasteurized and shit, mate.
2026 best before.
Yeah. Yeah, easy.
Wow.
This Jack Daniels is delicious, by the way.
A couple of standos right there.
Yeah, I think it's probably two. That's how they play it.
That's
what is it? Fucking 250 mils, 0.25 times 10 times 0.789. Yeah, 1.97 standos. So it's two standos is the most you can sell with an RTD, I think, for payback. Right.
So this one's got, since Bilton's, obviously, I'm probably like most people, I didn't know what Bilton's was until I started drinking this fucking lolly water shit.
Mm-hmm.
1865. When they were impressive. Founded, right? Is that impressive. True? That's fucking crazy.
1885? Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
It's amazing.
That is fucking amazing. All right, well, hopefully they figure the shit out. All right, go.
Next thing,
HR3, HR4.
Share sound. HR, was that three or four?
That was Tom Northwood, HR3, and then HR4. Okay. I think
HR4, here we go. Instagram again. How to open non-alcoholic beer. Oh dear. Man. It was how to open a non-alcoholic beer, and then the guy just takes the bottle, a lady takes the bottle and just throws the whole bottle and smashes it on the road.
That's harsh.
Oh,
that's good though, right?
Tim Bones Brewing. They're going to get in trouble for that.
By the way, I just realized you're working off the Google Doc. There is one more. There's a HR5. I've just added it in. Stephen Kegel.
Oh, Stephen Kegel. Excellent.
Yep.
It's fresh off the Facebook group.
I pre-vet these to make sure they're legit too, and this one's a fun one.
Okay, let's do it.
The questions, we don't know what we're going to get, but the HR are pre-vetted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is good. I've seen this one. So this is the guy who's on a motorbike. So basically he is so it's called dirt bike rope swing. So it's basically a guy who's on a dirt bike that's suspended from the ceiling of his garage, and he's sitting on the bike and he's just revving it as the rear wheel touches the ground, and it just swings him even more, and in the end he falls off. But at least he's wearing a helmet.
He is wearing a helmet, and that is just such a dodgy looking setup. Like this. Oh my god.
It's so good. So good. Well done. Well done.
All right. Let's do some.
That would go with the scooter. I've had put the 70cc kit in.
Yeah, say that again. I just missed that.
I put the 70cc kit in the Piaggio Zip.
Oh, nice. You ready to go?
No. I already had it when I built it last year. In fact, I got reminded of that last year. Remember when I posted that Instagram story and I started it up and it started after I rebuilt the engine?
Yes.
That was a year ago now.
Oh, a reminder, as in like a Facebook reminder type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, nice. Good.
I'm pretty chuffed about that.
Good effort.
Yeah, well.
All right, I didn't tell people that we're recording an hour early or thereabouts.
Doesn't matter.
Let's go. All right, 12 questions. So the way this works is people go to facebook.com/groups/BossandTheBrewer.
Yep.
Every Thursday, I put an invite in there for questions. Sometimes I say what we're talking about. Sometimes I don't, and people ask questions. I don't look at them until the recording, and I don't edit the recording. So sometimes they're fucked. Sometimes they're good.
Yep.
Okay. Sometimes
and
no
I don't
one
read them,
anything.
And I don't read them at all.
Yes, exactly. Right. Stephen King, your question. Did anyone listen to this podcast? It's a link to Drinks Adventures with Beer Podcast Black. I'm assuming it's the Black Ops Nick Boots interview on Drinks Adventures. And if so, does it fit into the fiction or non-fiction category? Wow, that's an aggressive question there.
Can you put a link in the doc for that?
But it's a Drinks Adventures. Great podcast, by the way. I've never
Yeah, it's good. It's a good podcast.
But that's normal. I'll put a link in the Google Doc there for you. I did listen to it.
And what did you think?
Did you listen to it or no?
No, I haven't got out of the link.
Do it now. It's a whole fucking podcast. It's a 28-minute podcast.
Well, I'm not going to listen to the whole thing now. I'm doing a podcast already.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll listen to it afterwards, though.
Yeah, okay. I haven't listened to it. Well, how about you tell me next week what you think? I can tell you what I think if you want, but it's, you know, I don't have any shattering opinion on it. Yeah. I think Nick Boots, I've met him before. We actually, when we were hiring for a GM before I left, I liked him. He was a nice guy.
Yeah. I know him from Stonewood. Good guy.
And he came across well in the interview, I thought. I don't know. I think there's a lot of different ways to market a business, you know what I mean? Like, and I always thought when starting Black Ops, our way would be kind of just transparency, share everything, warts and all. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. But 99% of the people who market businesses don't operate like that. They just kind of tell you what you want to hear. You know what I mean? Like they have a story, and that's the story they're telling. And that's what I got from that interview. It was just him kind of telling the story that they're executing. But he did it in a he seemed nice. He seemed like a good guy, and he told the story, and that was it pretty much. Yeah. And that's what I would expect.
Good. There you go.
Ben Stad question, how much do we need to crowdfund to buy better beer?
Oh, but to buy better beer off Mighty Craft? Probably quite a bit, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think quite a bit. I mean, at one point they were trying to raise money at a $200 million valuation, weren't they? So I don't know if that's still a benchmark, but well, they own 20%, so let's go do some napkin maths here. How many zeros in? Let's say it's half.
That Minecraft don't.
I feel like we could do it. I feel like we could do it. We've got 12 people.
Yeah. How much would we have to raise each?
We'd have to raise 20 million. Hang on. 20? Is that two? Is that 20? That's, I need another zero in there. 20 million divided by 12. 1.66 million each. It's doable, I feel. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
All right. Mick Wust.
Wust.
The pronunciation.
Did we get that right?
Well, I don't think we did get it right, but he made a point in the group to not only take his W from last week, but also point out that we mispronounced his name. So
right, okay.
We deserve the double L for that.
Right. Okay.
Hypothetical scenario. If you'd written a book about beer, how would you go about marketing it to reach people who were interested in learning more about beer but weren't already knee-deep in the craft beer scene, listening to beer podcasts, reading beer news websites, participating in the beer Facebook groups, etc.? Figure I should get you to do my job for me before you disappear off the face of the earth. Well, what I would do, I would send us a copy.
Yes.
And we will do a live on the podcast for free.
Right. A book review?
A book review, yeah. A book review of sorts.
Okay. I'm down for that.
But that is people who already listen to beer review. Well, I mean, who else is going to buy a book about beer? Do you think anyone else is going to, unless it's full of drama and
it would make a great chaos. Coffee table book.
Yeah. Real estate and agents, like selling houses, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Father's Day is coming up.
Yeah. True.
Christmas.
Yeah. I'm not very
lots
good
of,
at
lots of book marketing. Lots of possibilities. How would you... Fuck, you've written 8 books.
Yeah.
You know how to market books.
Not really. I like the writing. I don't like the marketing.
What do you do? Just chuck it up on Amazon, go, there you go, boys.
Well, help yourself. Have a Facebook group. I think good things sell themselves. Like if you've got a good, ripe audience, that's my style of doing things. If you have something that's good enough, and a ripe audience.
How many, you know, do you make money from selling books on Amazon?
No, not much. No. I mean, I have made money from my books in the past. Quite a bit of money in strange, weird circumstances. But not a huge amount on Amazon. I wouldn't say not a huge amount. Like, I've made money.
What do you mean strange, weird circumstances?
Well, so I have an agent that translates my books into different languages, and I've had situations where they'll be like at a book fair. The biggest one was there at a book fair in China, and they had two different competing distributors who wanted to buy one of my books. I think it was Content Machine, maybe my second book. I actually can't even remember what book it was. Possibly that one. And at the time, like, written books as a career, it's always been like, I'll just write a book because I'm telling the story of what I'm going through at that particular time. Yeah. So any kind of money that comes in from the book, to me, is just kind of a, it's not something I'm counting on. It's just, you know, if I can get $500 for someone to translate it into Philippines, I'll fucking take it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's not something I'm trying to optimize for. But in this particular case,
$500 is $500.
Exactly. So typically with an agent, they take 20%, I think, and they don't really do deals for under a couple of grand. So what would happen was I'd put a book out, and then they'd be like, all right, I'll take this to the fair. They go to a fair and they'd sell it, and they'd just send me money. They'd send me $1,800 because they sold it for $2,000 or whatever the case was. But in this particular one, and there was a few of these, but the biggest one was with China, and there was two distributors that were both wanted it for fuck knows whatever reason, and the winning one paid $20,000 for it. I was just going on with my day, and I got an email from my agent, who I don't pay a cent to. They just take commission. He's a friend of mine, and he has way more important shit to be doing, I'm sure. Just basically saying, we're sending you $18,000.
Yeah, right.
This company decided to pay $20,000 for the translation rights to this particular book. So
sick.
Yeah. So that's
a good day.
Happened.
That's a good day.
Quite a while ago.
That's a good day. Waking up and $20,000.
Yeah.
Gets bunged into your bank account.
This was just pre Black Ops, I think. It was like 2015 or something. But
yeah,
no, you don't make a whole lot from. I make, I don't know, a couple of $100 a month, maybe. I actually don't even really know, to be honest. Not much.
It's amazing.
All right, someone put that into ChatGPT and picked up something. All right, Nick Lennon, will Victoria have any craft breweries or even restaurants in 2030? Jesus Christ. Wow.
Nah.
They will definitely have restaurants. I mean, businesses will be businesses. There's people out there, it's just in their blood. Fucking morons like me that just want to run a business, even no matter how fucking hard it is.
That's me. It's what you, we're both morons.
Yeah.
Both morons. Look at us.
Yeah. As long as there's a capitalist market, there'll be fucking morons out there like us that are going to be running businesses.
Exactly. So. We're just such fucking morons.
Yep. Oh, all right, Luke Cooper, question. Who's coming to the Hiker Brewing for the Independent Brewers Association? Indies
Me.
24. You are going?
Me. That's it.
Stephen Kegel says, which venue? Oh, well, it's Salisbury. So with that,
No. That's actually a reasonable question. Which hiker?
Yep.
And it's Adam Schell's hiker, not Adam Schell's hiker.
Yeah, Adam Schell's home.
Yes, not Adam Schell's home.
No. Stephen Kegel, question, is the new podcast going to be called The Boss and the Barista? It could be like the Weekly Brew or something, and we could talk about beer and coffee, but I feel like we just wrap it up. Just leave it at 1:44. Nice and clean. Nice little bow.
Little bow on the end.
Yeah.
People are still like questioning whether we're actually serious.
It has come up every week. No, I think people get used to the idea. You know, the Crafty Pint podcast you got now. So
we
can't even get our fucking audio right with the microphone.
Get Lindsay. Yeah, well, they got Matt Hoffman, the producer. So they're just like big budget. We don't have that big budget. We've got
Matt. Tell him, ask him how to fucking sort my microphone out.
Well, he'll be on the Gold Coast. His family lives there. You'll come for a visit.
All right. Well, fucking ask him.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those beer gig rage quits off him if he's still got me.
Yeah, exactly. Great idea.
All right. Steve, Paul James, additional question. What color is the coffee roasting plano? I think it's a brown and white kind of situation.
Yeah.
I can probably check that. Do we have, I don't know if we have a coffee roasting. What was the brown and white one? Was that? Let's have a look. I've got Flano Royalty. Coffee roasting Pantera Cowboys from Hell Dixon Flano. That's the coffee roasting one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Page Not Pantera. Found. Oh, wow. That's discontinued.
Love Pantera.
Oh, wow. So that's, oh, yeah, love Pantera. Yeah. Until I do got shot. That was a bit shit.
What?
Pantera Cowboys from Hell. Yeah, Dimebag Darren. He gets shot on stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice looking Flano. Can't, I don't think you can get it anymore, though. Oh, fuck it. I'll put it in the show notes. I'll put the Pantera. Wow, I'm just looking. Dixon? Yeah, you can't buy that shit anymore. Well, you're going to have to buy me a Flano, I think, the way we're going.
Oh, how are we looking?
1 point to go and I win. So we need to think of something. I'm 11, you're at 10 and a half. 12 wins. We do have the F1 first to 12. Prediction for next year. That's open.
We do. We do. If we get that far.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Science announced at Williams. Fucking lame.
Hey?
Science. You're going to Williams.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's interesting. I think that Doralton are putting some good money into Williams, and they've got a lot of work to do. And they've got 10 years of catch up to play. But yeah, it should be good.
I hear they've hired a lot of people, but I don't know. I feel like
1,000 people I think work for Williams now.
What's that?
I think 1,000 people work for Williams now.
Jesus Christ. Still loses, though.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I mean, look at the results. I'm being a little bit harsh, possibly. But
look, don't talk about Logan Sargeant like that.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it is no good. That's a bit of a bummer for Sargeant. Did you watch the race on Monday or Sunday? I watched it on Monday.
I watched it on Monday night, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. What did you think about Russell getting disqualified?
Oh, I was just devastated because I watched it. Because I saved up the whole day. I didn't stay up to watch it. I stayed off social media the whole day, watched it Monday night without seeing anything. I was so excited. And then I saw him win. And it was just, I love that one. That one stop thing almost never happens.
Yes.
It fucking happened. And then I go to bed and I get on my phone and he's fucking disqualified.
Disqualified, yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah. That I mean, rules sucks. Is rules, but.
I know, but it just sucks.
Hmm. Rules is rules, but you know it's like you can't. There's no grey area with weight, and you know.
Do you listen to the Checkered Flag podcast about the F1?
No,
any F1 pods.
I subscribe to the F1 Nation pod on the drive back from my mum's on Monday. That's right. Such a shit podcast. Which one should I listen to? F1
Checkered,
what's it called?
Checkered Flag is the BBC podcast.
Checkered Flag. Okay,
it's good. It's short, but it's good.
Perfect.
They have all the interviews with the drivers, and they do it pretty quickly. And but they were saying that it's very common for F1 drivers on the in lap, you know, after the race,
to collect marbles,
which is pretty weird.
What's it called?
Checkered Flag,
or is it After the Checkered Flag?
Checkered Flag, pretty sure. Checkered Flag podcast. You got some. You're on some weird Android shit, aren't you?
I'm on YouTube Music.
Nah, don't go on YouTube. That's not how you do it, dude.
I'm not gonna get it off fucking.
Go on Spotify or something. I don't know. I know what Android people do for anything, really. How do they get by in life? I don't know.
I survive.
I'm still here.
I survived.
All right. Have a good week, mate. 12 episodes to go, and then we're done.
Well, there you go. It's the home stretch.
Yep.
I don't know if people believe us yet, but here they are. We'll see what happens.
See you, mate.
See you.